In sports, taking a look at NFL action from yesterday, last night, the Dolphins beat the Saints 20-3 to win their seventh straight game. The Dolphins started off at 0-4. 0-4. And I think they're now 9-7. I could be wrong. I don't know. They've done what teams should do. They've gotten better as the season went on. So Miami is now 8-7. Pardon me, 8-7. So they've been 7 straight wins since going 0-4. So that's amazing. Congratulations to them. In other NFL news, an ex-NFL star has ripped Washington for lack of fight against the Cowboys and criticized the head coach Ron Rivera. Of course, they lost 56-14. Brian Mitchell, a former All-Pro kick returner, was among the Washington football team onlookers who were upset. Mitchell said on NBC Sports Washington after the game, there was more fight coming from the team bench than there was out on the field. Quote, Dallas was out there kicking our you-know-what consistently. We sat there and we took it, but we're fighting our own teammates. The enemy is the blue and silver. We did no fighting against them, end quote. He also had a message for the coach. Quote, we have had a head coach who wants to be cool. I will say this, you have to show some emotions if you want a team to show it. I've watched too much football. I've watched this football team for well over 30 years. This is a passionate fan base, and I think you need to give some level of passion. End quote. That's from a former Redskins team. The only thing I can say as a Giant fan, at least we played a little closer, and we have no quarterback. We're cycling quarterbacks through there. Oh, gosh. Well, anyway. There we go. Now, this is a pretty funny story. It's not funny, but it is funny. Santa Claus was kicked out of AT&T Stadium in Dallas after putting a Cowboys fan in a headlock. That's right. A Cowboy fan was drilled in the face by a man wearing a pink polo shirt. Throwing Washington players trying to punch each other, and it was one of those traditional nights with division rivals. The silver lining, it doesn't appear anybody was stabbed, shot, or left for dead in the parking lot. But a man in a Santa suit has been escorted from his seat following a skirmish. Christmas is over. Oh, football fans, you know, I used to go to football games, used to be a season ticket holder for the Giants. And the first years I went, I was down by the field, and I immediately changed up to the mezzanine section, first row mezzanine, because the fans are so violent on the sidelines. It's just close to the field. It's amazing the things they have, to say to these players, that if they met the players outside in a dark alley, they'd never say it because they'd get their rear ends whomped. But anyway, that is that. Taking a look at NBA scores from yesterday, the Celtics fell to the Timberwolves 108-103. The Nets over the Clippers 124-108. Coming up today, locally, the Knicks will take on the Timberwolves at 8 p.m. Tomorrow, the Knicks take on the Pistons at 7 p.m. The Celtics take on the Clippers at 7:30. And that is today and tomorrow in the NBA. And that is a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.